Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Do not be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. What are you afraid of? There are lots of things that can make us scared. Maybe you're afraid of spiders, snakes, or bugs. Maybe the dark or a big thunderstorm scares you. Or maybe you don't like being home alone. Everyone has something that makes them afraid. One of the scariest things for people is death. Kids might not think about it much, but adults do. Death can feel very, very scary. Some parents worry the most about losing their kids. Of all the scary things in the world, death seems the scariest. That's why Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were so sad as they went to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning. They remembered how horrible it was to see Jesus die on the cross. They were scared and worried as they carried spices to his tomb. But when they got there, something amazing happened. Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Instead, they saw an angel. Do you remember what the angel said first? "Do not be afraid." That must have been surprising. How could they not be afraid? Jesus had died. Then the angel shared the best news ever. "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Can you imagine how happy the women must have been? They ran from the tomb, still a little afraid, but filled with joy. When suddenly, they saw someone. Who was it? Jesus. He said exactly what the angel had said. "Do not be afraid." Do you get the point? Do not be afraid, not even of death. Jesus has power over death. That means death isn't the end for everyone who believes in him. Just like Jesus rose from the dead, he will raise us too. For Christians, death is the day we get to be with Jesus forever in heaven. So do not be afraid. We pray without fear to Jesus. Dear Jesus, there are a lot of scary things in life, including death. Thank you for rising from the dead and promising to raise everyone who believes in you. Help us not to be afraid, even of death. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.